Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Postseason hoops in the hall. It's a ride for Terry Moore and Hoosier women, who host Dangerous Ball State tonight in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, the McCracken Court at 7 o'clock. Cardinals finished second in the MAC regular season, eliminated then in the quarterfinals of its tournament, thus costing them an NCAA berth. You know the Hoosiers' dilemma, missing the big dance, but as Coach Terry was telling me after practice yesterday, hey, we're going to dance right here and make some postseason moves. We're looking forward to it.
We're super excited about, again, the milestones that, you know, we're setting right now for our program. I'm very excited. This is a great Ball State team, battle-tested, a lot of unique pieces. I think it's going to, anytime you got two Indiana teams playing each other, you know, it's going to be a terrific turnout, hopefully with fans. I would suspect it's going to be pretty intense.
You've had basically a week off from the Purdue disappointment. What's been the focus? And tell me about the read that you've received from your women.
Well, I think it's always good. You know, we press the reset button, and we really just focus the last, you know, 5-6 days on us. We couldn't lose not just our focus, but the edge that we had been playing with, and so we've, you know, managed to string together 3 or 4 really good practices, and their mindset has been, I think, really good. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say it wasn't, you know, Monday night wasn't, it's a somber atmosphere for us in our locker room, one of the things you got to make sure that your guys know that, things happen and you got to learn from them, and what's the lesson.
Terry Moore and crew, come on out and support the women tonight. Adult $6, $4 for kids 18 and under. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, a few other senior classes have done what four-year seniors Alexis Gassian, Jen Anderson, and Carly McBride have done in terms of winning. The trio part of 3 20-win seasons, including another campaign this season. They've won 77 games and counting as a four-year class, which ties the most in school history. And now the fun really gets underway. It's the WNIT first round. And sitting down with Alexis Gassian, Lex, as everyone calls her, she's looking forward to having at it with the Ball State Cardinals starting tonight.
We're going to go in this tournament with the same mindset we would have if we were in the NCAA, and that's to win it, obviously.
You know, that's been a strong point of this team going back from day one, the formation of the team, especially around you seniors.
We're always just trying to, you know, teach the young ones to bounce back. No matter what happens, we always just try and come together, just stick together.
Your game's in order. I know you're not satisfied because there's a title to win just yet, to put a little icing on the cake, but talk to me about your play this year.
Been the mindset, you know, always just stay hungry. Like you said, never satisfied. I'm always going to find something to do that I can improve on. That's it.
Well, I know you've been in the film room watching Ball State. They got a little giddy up in their offense, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. They have some good transition, but, you know, I think our defense can stop that.
You know, the old cliche, defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little about that and where it is right now going into postseason play.
I think it's pretty good. We've had like a week off, not a week off, but we've had a week to prepare on ourselves, and we've gone back to the fundamentals, just to stay fresh, and I think it's really good right now.
Well, Alexis Gassian ready to go tonight against the Lady Cardinals, who are 21-10, Indiana 9-7 overall in this tournament. This is the 19th annual version of the WNIT. Tip off on the McCracken Court at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.